non sapevai.
Jai Radha Madhava.
My name is Nicky Jarvis, God said this is my divine grace. I bet you know when you're about to dance one. The material measures of the living being are superfluous to him and not necessary. And they can be directly mitigated by the linking process of bhakti yoga. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation with the absolute truth. Srimad Bhagavatam, Granthuraj ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yashatra Bando Bhavitasya Dirudam. Anvaya Rukshet Apivasha Pugai. Satpancha Vasha Yadabohi Alpahi. Prasadya Vaikuntham Avati Tatpadam. Yakshatra Bando Bhavitasyadi Rudam. Anvara Lukshad Api Varsha Bhogahim. Sapancha Varsho Yadavohi Alpahim. Prasadya Vaikuntham Avapatatpadam. Yakshatra Bando Bhavitasyadi Rudam. Anvara Rukshadati Varsha Pugahim. Pancha Varsho Yad Ahoa Alpahim. Prasadya Vaikuntham Avapatatpadam. Satchabandha Bhavitasyad Gurudam. And Bhavi Rukshadha Pivasha Pugahe. The Pancha Vasa Yadoha Vipalpahe. The Satya Vipantam Avapatatpadam. Satchabandha Bhavitasyad Gurudam. And Vari Rukshad Api Vasha Pugahi. The Pancha Vasha Yadahoi Alpahi. Vasaya Vakum Tamavapa Tatpadam. The Shatabandhu Vivitasyadi Rudam. And Vari Rukshad Api Vasha Pugahi. Keshava, where's my bag? Manager's business. Thank you. Yaha, one who, Shachabandhu, the son of a Kshatriya, Bhuvi, on the earth, Tasyam, of Dhruva, Adirudam, the exalted position, Anu, after, Avarukshet, can aspire to attain, Api, even, Vashapugahi, after many years, Satpanchavasha, 5 or 6 years old, Yat, which, Ahobi Alpain, after a few days, Prasadya, after pleasing, Vaikuntham, the Lord, Avapa, attain, Tatpadam, his abode. Translation of purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada King. Dhruva Maharaj attained an exalted position at the age of only 5 or 6 years after undergoing austerity for 6 months. Alas, a great Kshatriya cannot achieve such a position even after undergoing austerities for many, many years. Please repeat. Dhruva Maharaj attained an exalted position at the age of only 5 or 6 years, after undergoing austerity for 6 months. Alas, a great Kshatriya cannot achieve such a position even after undergoing austerities for many, many years. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj is described herein as Kshatrabandhu, which indicates that he was not fully trained as a Kshatriya because he was only 5 years old. He was not mature Kshatriya. Bandhu means like friend. Dvija Bandhu means friend of the Brahmins. Not qualified. A Kshatriya or Brahmin has to take training. A boy born in the family of a Brahmin is not immediately a Brahmin. He has to take up the training and the purificatory process. Just like the son of a high court judge. He's not a high court judge. The great sage Narad Muni was very proud of having a disciple like Dhruva Maharaj. He had many other disciples, but he was very pleased with Dhruva Maharaj because in one lifetime, by dint of his severe penances and austerities, he had achieved by Kunta, which was never achieved by any other king's son or Raja Rishi throughout the whole universe. There is the instance of the great King Bharat, who was also a great devotee, but he attained Vaikuntha Loka in 3 lives. In the first life, although he executed austerities in the forest, he became victim of too much affection for a small deer, yes. And in his next life, he had to take birth as a deer, yeah. Four-legged animal, deer. Mriga. Although he had a deer's body, he remembered his spiritual position. But he still had to wait until the next life for perfection. In the next life, he took birth as Jad Bharat. Of course, in that life, he was completely freed from all material entanglement. And he attained perfection and was elevated to Vaikuntha Loka. The lesson from the life of Dhruva Maharaj is that if one likes, one can attain Vaikuntha Loka in one life without waiting for many other lives. My Guru Maharaj, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, used to say that every one of his disciples could attain Vaikuntha Loka in this life without waiting for another life to execute devotional service. One simply has to become serious and sincere as Dhruva Maharaj, then it is quite possible to attain Vaikuntha Loka and go back home, back to Godhead, in one life. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Gyana Timrandasya Gyana Jana Salakaya Chakshura Militam Dhyana Tasmi Shri Gurudhyana Maha Shri Chaitanya Manuvistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaya Adati Svapa Dantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is very exciting, no? At the new year, to hear that we can go back to Godhead in one life. So then I remembered, I thought, let me look up on the folio. And I looked up, the Bhaktivedanta folio. I looked up in this life and back to Godhead, okay? Two phrases. And there are about, let's have a look, 168 times Prabhupada say this, in this life, back to Godhead. Does anybody want to hear some? Yeah. Let's see what Prabhupada said. It's really far out. Okay, this is the first one. The Krishna conscious movement is therefore distributing sublime information to the entire human society to the effect that by simply chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can become perfect in this life and go back home. Pardon? Sorry, my ears are a bit tough. Okay, next verse. Okay, next one is not too... It says here, this is interesting, the description of the kingdom of God, it is not possible to go back to God in one life. But in the human form, one should at least understand the goal of life and begin Krishna consciousness. Mm. The human being who does not take advantage of all these facilities in this life is committing suicide. Here's another one. Every devotee, therefore, should be determined that in this life he will be able to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by that process go back home. That is the perfection of the highest mission of life. There's another one. I think it's the same. Okay, same. That's this one. Anyway, I just want to say a few more. Once somebody has to become serious, we've done that one. If one engages himself seriously in devotional service, working with body, mind, and intelligence, he's sure to be successful in going back home, back to Godhead. The Lord's lotus feet are described here as Kama Dugangri Pankajam because they have all power to fulfill the desires of everyone. A devotee is happy even in this life because although in material existence we have many needs, all his material needs are satisfied. And when he at last quits his body, he goes back home, back to Godhead without a doubt. Srila Prabhupada ki. This is the way of Vedic life. One must stop the process of repeated birth and death and return home, back to Godhead. The words Tan Mahimanam Avapas are significant in this regard. Srila Sridhar Swami said that the Mahima means liberation in this life. We should act in such a way in this life that after giving up this body, we'll become liberated from the bondage of repeated birth and death. This is actually a verse. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfect perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory associations within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home, back to Godhead, even in this life. Yeah. That's a verse from 5th canto, conversation with Maharahutana. So you see, Prabhupada's just going on the same thing. We arrange for their lodging and board. This is the end. We arrange for their lodging and board so that they can peacefully cultivate. Oh, this is interesting. I think this talks about Mayapur. To become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna conscious movement is giving the chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home even in this life. Yeah. So, we won't dwell on this anymore, but it's very exciting that we have this prospect before us. On this New Year's Day, we can remember Lord Chaitanya's special mercy that he's given us for doing this. And so I was thinking that we've heard so many of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and of course this is the day when Jagannath Mishra arranged a wonderful feast and festival for all the townspeople, villagers, and people, relatives of little Nimai Pandit. Not Nimai Pandit, but Nimai. Nimai Mishra, I suppose you could call him Nimai. Because he was born under a neem tree. You can go to the neem tree in Yoga Peach. Neem tree is very prophylactic, keeps away ghosts and so on. It's actually matter I've lost many children also. So that name she thought would protect her child, Nimai. So I was meditating because I knew I had to give this class, and this was the beginning of the new year. I thought that this would be a good time to talk about the mission of Lord Chaitanya, which we are all of us involved. We're coming back every year to get recharged for our mission. We don't just come for a holiday. Of course, it is a transcendental holiday to see the deities and to go to the holy places, take prasadam. It's transcendental vacation, but very transcendental to recharge our spiritual batteries and then go back all over the world. So I thought on this day, we can remember the mission of Lord Chaitanya, and maybe we can even make resolutions, which would be very momentous on this occasion. We can make a resolution. What will I do to push ahead the mission of Lord Chaitanya so that Lord Chaitanya's mission is successful? It's a great battle. You know, I got an email from somebody, I forgot now, it was a very nice email, it was horrible also. He said, every minute, 365,000 aquatic animals are killed for food, human food. 365,000 aquatic animals are killed every minute. And 150,000 poultry, chickens, every minute. And 1,000 cows are killed every minute on this planet. So there's a lot of karma building up. And, you know, it's something like, you know, the karma's got, the heavy karma is building up for destruction. And we have to make some balance somehow or other. Just like years ago in the Mayapur festival, there was talk with Prabhupada about when there will be the Third World War. Everyone was thinking, oh, Prabhupada's going to predict the Third World War. When is it going to start, Prabhupada? Between Pakistan and India, and everyone was speculating about anything. You probably know this conversation. So so they were pressing Prabhupada, when's it going to be, Prabhupada? When? Prabhupada said, I'm not a politician. Said, if you spread this movement, there may never need to be a Third World War. Sankirtan Yagya Ki! But as I see it, you know, it's touch and go. And if we don't spread this movement quick enough, there will be. Or something else will happen. There'll be, you know, 2012 is just coming around the corner. We've heard and seen the film, right? 2012. And that's supposed to be the end of the world and all that. So we have to execute this mission before disaster strikes. Because we can use the media. Of course, they can just send one bomb and finish the internet in 10 seconds. No more internet. And the main communications are cut, no more oil, no more electricity, and no more, you know, traveling around in oil vehicles. We need oil to spread this movement. We need communications to spread this movement. So it'd be a pity if everything's blown up. Of course, Prabhupada said after the war, the preaching would be good. But I believe he said that. But we don't really want a war. We can use everything for Krishna. This is our philosophy, Yukta Vairagya. So, what is the mission of Lord Chaitanya? It's a big topic, of course. But Lord Chaitanya, wrote 8 verses. You all know. Chaito darpana majana bhava mahadavagni nirvaparam shreya kainava chandrika vitaranam vijyavadu jivanam anandam vrivadanam Pratipadam panam ritasvaranam sarvatma sapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Yes, Lord Chaitanya was starting a revolutionary movement, a movement. I was reading that new book of Mukunda's called Miracle in Second Avenue. And when they joined, when they started to associate with Prabhupada, then one day Prabhupada got them to sign, Michael and Jan, they got them to sign, Mukunda and Janaki later on, sign the papers for registering a society. And Mukunda was thinking, what's going on? It's just a handful of us, you know, hippies, dropouts. And he's talking about a movement, a society. But then after a while, he saw the congregation growing, growing, growing. He thought, yeah, maybe. Maybe it will be a movement. Then, of course, Mukunda went to the West Coast and he met Malati and Shamasundar, and they really started a movement in Ashbury. It really became a big thing. So it's actually a movement. What does movement mean? It's not a static thing. It's a growing thing. It's a moving thing. We're all in it. It's taking over the world. I don't know about you, and especially people in India, but that was the mood that we had when I joined the movement. We tried so many things, you know, situationists, terrorism, and this and that. Anything we could think of. We thought, how to change this lousy material civilization, which is making us so miserable and unhappy. There's no future in it. It's doomed. If you know you're doomed, you can't be very happy. Whole civilization seems doomed. You can read the books of Sahadev, at the end of modern civilization. It's a really good book, the end of modern civilization. So in those days in the 60s and 70s, we could see there's no future in it. So we were idealists. We've got to find some future. We were trying so many things. So when we joined Hare Krishna, that was the idea. To start something which would change the world. That was, and Lord Chaitanya's mission was it, because he had a radically new approach. It was a process of sound vibration to cleanse the heart, chaito dharpana marjanam, to change the consciousness of people and educate them in that way. It wasn't just an analytical or theoretical thing, right? You know, I can tell you a million times, you're not this body. What good will it do? Okay, I'm not this body. But something has to change, some realization has to be there. So that's what Lord Chaitanya gave. He didn't just give a theory, he gave a process. He told us about our relationship with Krishna. Jivaras Rupai, Nichara Krishna. That's the soul is eternal servant of Krishna. You're not this body. But he gave us the process. Chaito dharpana marjanam. That knowledge is there within everyone. It's not that it has to be added. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhika Bunai Shravanadi Siddha Chitikala Yeridoi. The love of Krishna is there, knowledge of Krishna is there. So therefore Lord Chaitanya said, Vijabhadu Jivana, the Sankirtan movement is the life of transcendental knowledge, the mother of education. It's an educational movement. You see? The, in our aims and objects of Islam, if anyone see the aims and objects of Islam, seven aims and objects of Islam, anyone seen them? Yeah? What is the first one? To educate society at large and people in general. To educate. It's an educational movement. But it's not a dry thing. It's starting with this dancing, chanting and feasting. And that's the education. It's so nice. That it's meant to sweep the world. Everyone's just totally fried with this civilization, or more or less fried. Almost fried. But when they're totally fried, then they start chanting Hare Krishna. When they're becoming really suffering, then they begin to listen. Yes, I admit I'm suffering, so what have you got for me? Anechi Oshodi Maya, Nashi Vara Lagini, Hari Nama Mahamantra, Lavatumi Magi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Lord Chaitanya has brought the medicine to destroy the illusion of Maya. Baba Mahadevagni Nivab. We're suffering because of the burning fire of karma, Mahadevagni. Therefore we'll be thrust lifetime after lifetime in different species of life. We're eternal. We're eternal living beings. We're not this body. But we're suffering so much from repeated birth and death. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to grow old. Nobody wants to be born even. No one wants to have diseases. But we're forced. So how to get out of it? So Lord Chaitanya started a movement. Even the top politicians like Rupan Sanata, not far from here, Ram Kelly. These two big ministers, they came secretly at night to Ram Kelly, where Lord Chaitanya was staying. And they were in disguise. And they approached Lord Chaitanya, we want to take initiation. We want to take initiation. Because they could see Lord Chaitanya was the biggest reformer ever. The biggest reformer, the final revolution. We've had Karl Marx, Christopher Columbus, who else we had? Any other revolutionaries?
Napoleon.
Huh? Napoleon. Any other revolutionaries?
Mao
Zedong. They're nothing. Because they're all on the material platform. They're all trying to patch up a way to live in this miserable material world which is full of birth and death. Even Prabhupada, he was caught out on that one. When he met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in Calcutta, Notre Dame. And we have that place now. You know? We have, ISKCON has bought that place. Where Prabhupada went up on the roof, Siddhanta Saraswati was sitting there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, "You're a nice young man, educated young man, why don't you preach in the English language?" And Prabhupada, Abhay, he said, "Well, we're a dependent nation on the British. Who will listen to us until we get independence?" And Srila Vaishnava said, "This movement is more important. These things are more important than political independence. You can't wait. Liberation of the soul from birth and death can't wait. It's more important than politics." And Prabhupada, "Yes, He understood. Here is a man. He's understood the whole purpose of Vedic culture, Vedic religion. Tamasi Maha Jyotikamaya. Leave this dark world and go to the light. Here's the man I want to be my spiritual master. He understands everything. He said. So Prabhupada was another revolutionary. He was a big, big revolutionary. Final revolution. To finish off this material civilization altogether by the Sankirtan movement. So he wrote so many books. Tadvag Vishago Janataga Viplavo. His famous verse. Those words, even though imperfectly composed, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are meant to create a great revolution in the lives of a misdirected civilization. So we're actually revolutionaries. But for Indian community, they may not understand that. They may think, oh, we're Hindus, we know these things, yes, very nice, and we can also become Hindu and go to temple. But who wants to go to all over the world and spread this knowledge? You may go all over the world and live in your little community in England, the Indian community in Africa or East Africa or somewhere all over the world, America. Are you actually ready to be revolutionary and convince the local people? This is a test. It's very well to be Kanista Adhikari and worship the deity to try and study too, but we must elevate ourselves to come to the level of preachers to make this movement successful for Lord Chaitanya. We've got to break these cultural barriers. I am Hindu, I am Christian, I am Indian, I am Gujarati, I am American, and all these things have to go, they're finished now. Well, not this body. This chanting wakes us up to a higher reality, spiritual reality. Therefore, its most important movement, Shreya Kairava Chandrikavitanam, it's the prime benediction. It is the waxing moon of good fortune. Prime benediction for humanity at large. Everything else is a waste of time. Try and understand. It's all a waste of time except when we begin to understand our spiritual purpose of life. You see. What are all these politicians and scientists doing? What have they done? Nothing. If you've got a mobile phone, if you've got a TV, if you've got a car, you still have to grow old and die. If you're a millionaire in America, you still have to grow old and die. So what have they done? Nothing. But we can use what they've done for spreading this transcendental knowledge. So this is the mission. And so we were hearing some of these nice lectures about the analysis of Lord Chaitanya's internal and external reasons for appearing. And I was listening to this. It was very, with rapt attention. Everyone was really excited to hear about the different rasas, dasya ras, sakya ras, vatsalya ras, madhurya ras, anuchashala ras, the highest ras which Lord Chaitanya was giving. And of course this mamata buddhi, mamata buddhi means Krishna's mind. And I thought this is very far, very interesting. It's not that I am Krishna's, but then Krishna is mine. Krishna is mine. And then I thought, well, yeah, this was Prabhupada's mood. Krishna, he knew Krishna, he had Krishna. The Guru has Krishna, the Jagat Guru, the liberated soul like Srila Prabhupada, Bhutamalaka, he has Krishna. And what does he want to do with Krishna? He wants to give Krishna to others. That's his whole idea. This is the whole idea. And this is what the Rupert Sanatan did. They gave up their whole... They were millionaires. They were prime minister, minister of the treasury, and everything in Nawab Hussain Shah's government. But they gave up Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Bilahari Kalolya Magno Moho. They gave it all up. Chakpatrona Mashesha Mandala Pati Srenim Sadatu Shava. Just like stool. They gave up all their position, all their money, And in the mood of the gopis, they preached this Krishna consciousness. They discovered the holy places. They wrote books. For us, the foundation of this movement was started by Rupa and Sanatana and the six Goswamis. And Prabhupada is following in his line, revolutionary line. So I was thinking, of course I'm not really qualified to think, but but the point is, external and internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya is very nice. But what was Lord Chaitanya's example? What did he actually do? It may have been external or internal reason, but he lived. He had to live those reasons. And we also have to live those reasons. He showed by example. He went from helped to spread this movement by going from town to town, village to village, chanting the holy names, and having big festivals, sending Lord Nityananda to Bengal to start the Namahat movement, teaching his disciples to write books, and so many things. He wasn't just thinking, now I'm doing this because it's my external reason, now I'm doing this, it's my internal reason, right? External and internal are fused in us, in Lord Chaitanya, and in Lord Chaitanya's followers. It's a self-realization movement. When we go and sell books, when we go and chant in the street, it's for others, but it's also for ourselves. It's to satisfy our own heart, and it's to give Krishna to others. At the same time as we serve Krishna, other people get Krishna, and the revolution goes on. So it's very, wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. It's completely transcendental. Prabhupada says, many people can't understand this movement. Why? Because it's completely on the spiritual platform. People can't understand what we're doing at first. In Congo, you know, when we do the kirtan in Congo, it's really, it's almost frightening. Immediately you're surrounded by like 500 people just staring at you. And no one's smiling, no one's chanting, they're just looking at you. They're thinking, here they come again, we've had the slave trade, we've had the Europeans, the European colonialists, and now we've got the big corporations stealing our gold and diamonds, and now what have they brought us? Now what are the whites bringing us? And we're Hare Krishnas. But then they see, oh, here's a local Hare Krishna. He's a Congolese. He's speaking our language. So then we have to start from scratch. They want to ask so many questions in Congo. So we stop the kirtan. And we say, yeah, but God has many names. It's like the sun has many names. It's like there's Katonda, Mungu, Imana, Yahweh, Allah, so many names, just so many names of the sun. But God is one. Let that sink in, that sinks into their brains a little bit. And then we have some books also. Then we try and get them to chant. It's a slow process, but it has to be done. Every town and village of the world, this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So we shouldn't become obstacles in this. This is what I'm a bit worried about. The mission of Lord Chaitanya has to spread. But if we become too much addicted on the Kanistarika platform, the nice facilities, nice institution. It's one of the symptoms of the Kanistarika. He thinks he's all right. He thinks he's very advanced. And he tends to enjoy the ceremonial facilities, the kind of, you know, institutionalized religion. I just say, swap back to Siddhanta. So that's what he said. He said, he said that institutional religion is a necessary evil. Necessary evil. We have to have organization. Prabhupada wanted it. We need to have buildings, rooms, temples, this money, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But the real thing we mustn't forget, we mustn't get attached to it. We have to go out and take chance to practice what we're learning. In the early days, it was like that. There was no Bhakta program. You know what? There was no Bhakta program when I joined the temple. You wanted to join the temple, you had to go out and hurry on 6 hours a day up and down Oxford Street and get arrested every day. And you had to maybe take hardly anything to eat because there wasn't so much around. We were completely broke. It wasn't lay down, this class, this thing, blah, blah, blah. No, we had a job to do. We had to get the thing started. So, you know, we don't want to say we have to, you know, become, just mindless zombies. So we must know what we're doing. But anybody can understand from Bhagavad Gita, from a few pages, that we have to surrender to Krishna and serve Krishna. And what does Krishna want? Chari Deki Taika Krishna Upadesh. Amaya Agya Guru Hanata Ede. We have to become gurus and save this world. So if we have time to do something, to get our bhakti vaibhav and this vaibhav and that vaibhav before the world blows up, that's very great. If we have time. But isn't it more urgent? Isn't there something urgent going on here? It's just half of Japan's just getting blown up. What's the next place going to be? Because of all the bad karma. Mother Bhumi is crying. So many cows and birds and fishes getting killed every day. So much sinful activities. And who's going to save the world? It has to be us. There's no one else. And we have the solution. We have the medicine. The holy name, devotion service, Prabhupada's books. This is, if I'm right, I looked on the folio, I couldn't find it yet. But according to my understanding, Ramaswami asked Prabhupada, he said something like, is this book distribution Gopi Bhav? Or the mood of the gopis? Prabhupada said yes. Why? And who are we to be gopis? But it's the mood of the gopis, it's Audarya. This is Audarya Dham, the Dham of mercy. We come here to learn to be merciful, to give to others. And we go out and we give these books and the holy name and we give everyone opportunity to learn Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam. It's mercy. This is the mood of Radharani. This is the mood of Radharani. This is how I understand it. I can't understand all this analytical stuff so much. But as far as I know, one of the great prayers Radharani made, that Madhavendra Puri made, that was quoted in Shantipur, and it's my favorite verse. I dina dayadranatha he, manomaturanatha karvalokshase, hridayam taraloka kacharam, daita brahmati kim karamyam. So where is that? He's feeling separation from Radharani. Radharani is feeling separation. So that mood of separation. And Radharani is thinking that if Krishna is pleased that I suffer, then let me suffer. This is a really heavy thing. So in the last verse of Shishtastikam also, Ashlishyavapadaratampanastumam adashanam mamahatam kurutiva yatatatavavadatatulampatum matpranamatastrisaena. Doesn't matter whether Krishna goes with another woman or another girl or whatever happens. May make me suffer. But I just want to please Krishna. He's always my worshipful Lord. Because actually, devotee already has Krishna. Because Prabhupada has given us Krishna in the holy name, in the books. And we feel we have something to give. So we can suffer. We're ready to suffer for Krishna. Because we know that the more we suffer and give this movement to others, to save others, the more Krishna will become more and more clear to us, the more and more we'll get the chance to go back to Godhead. We sacrifice this one life for the mission of Lord Chaitanya, and in this life go back home, back to Godhead. That should be our resolution this year. Sacrifice this life as much as possible and go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Shiva Maharaj ki. Gauranga! 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 Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! Do we have time for questions? It's 9 o'clock. Yeah?
there is a disaster in Japan, and what I could hear, this is because of their crimes and clients prevailing there.
The what?
Because of their crimes and clients prevailing there.
In Japan. India, no, all over the world.
All over the world, okay. There is the major party in Japan, which has led to this incident.
Yeah.
Where the ISKCON is planning to start some activities there.
Sorry?
If ISKCON is planning some activities in Japan, so that future activities can be avoided.
Can someone... I can't catch your... What is it? Oh, we have our center in Japan. We've been preaching in Japan for many years. But the law of karma doesn't discriminate particularly from each place. Of course, it's a valid consideration. Yeah, why did Japan get a good hit? Because maybe not enough preaching. But maybe because they're very simple. So it's very complicated, the law of karma. So we do have a center in Japan. We have books in Japanese. And we have devotees in Japan. We're doing our best. Krishna's testing us. Kabachana Swami, GBC, he went there. He broke his tour. He broke his stay in Mayapur to go back to Japan and see that devotees are okay. So, next question. Is there any question? Okay. Going. Yep. I don't want to hold you up, but Prasadam has got one more question here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Prabhupada says the service attitude is more important than the service. Can you elaborate on this? In fact, he says the service attitude is everything to Krishna.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate on this?
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. We have to please Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Prasada, Nagati Katope, Dayamstu Ramstasya, Yasya Sri Sandhya, Vande Guru Sri Chandravan. Yes, so sincerity and the desire to serve Krishna, you can say that's more important than spreading the movement, if you like. But what did Prabhupada want? Of course, his Prabhupada is satisfied. We're chanting our rounds and we're studying his books. But what was Prabhupada? In his prayer at the lotus feet of Krishna, which he wrote in the middle of the Atlantic, he said that when all the towns and villages, streams, oceans, rivers, mountains, everyone is chanting Hare Krishna, then the Vaishnava's desire is fulfilled. He wanted to satisfy his Guru Maharaj. So, we may have a service attitude, but what service are we going to do? That's an important consideration. We have to try and please Srila Prabhupada. And just like this temple here, we're lucky that Ambarish has actually decided to build half the temple, $25 million or something. But we probably wouldn't have been able to get it together. So we're very lucky. At least we're pleasing Prabhupada in that regard. But there's plenty more to be done. Thousands of people have never heard Hare Krishna. Millions of people, they never heard Hare Krishna. And even if they have, they don't care. They don't understand it. They think it's a Hindu, Indian cult. It's what they think in America now, in England, and in East Africa. The locals, they think, this is for the Hindus, it's Indian. This is a big mistake. This is the science of God. It's for everyone. Like mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4. Everyone must know. I'm not this body, I'm spirit, soul. I've got to go back to Godhead in this human form of life. It's a science. It's not Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, anything. Sanatan Dharma, if you say Sanatan Dharma, people think, all Hinduism. No, it's the science of God. And this is what Bhagavatam is. So, it's what Prabhupada wanted us to distribute all over the world. And as I see it, there's a big obstacles right now in ISKCON. We've become stuck on the Anistha Arikari platform. We've got to get into next gear and get into the Majum Arikari platform and preach to all the local people, whether it's America, whether it's East Africa, whether it's Congo, Eskimo land, or Australia, whatever. Doesn't matter who you are, India, whether you're Indian-bodied, British-bodied, whatever bodied you are, you've got to become a Majum Arikari and preach. Because you want to give this knowledge and love of God to everyone. You have Krishna. Mamata Bodhi, you have Krishna in your hand, in your book bag. You have Krishna in your book bag. You've got to give him to others. And when they come to the temple, you've got to welcome them. Make them feel at home. Not that they think this is a Hindu movement or an Indian movement or this movement, Eskimo movement or British movement. It's not any movement. It's Lord Chaitanya's transcendental movement. Shri Prabhupada ki jai! Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So anybody, especially anybody who speaks French, wants to help us preach in Congo, West Central Africa. I'm very interested. French speakers. Hey, Vasudev, come on! New Year's Resolution 5025, go out the key! Go back to Godhead key! Thank you.